bbc.co.uk/5liveinshort.
Good morning, it's 8:20, and your computer knows you better than your friends and colleagues do, according to a new study. Did you see this, Rachel?
I did.
Yeah, thought you might have, because it's in our running orders. But listen,
Dr.
David Stillwell is Deputy Director of the Psychometrics Centre at Cambridge University, co-author of the research. Dr. Stillwell, how interesting. Good morning. Tell us more.
We wanted to see how accurately we can predict someone's personality from their Facebook profile. So we use just their likes. So these are the things with that thumbs up button. So things like games, movies, music, TV shows, celebrities, politicians, pretty much everything in the world it's possible to like. And we use some new machine learning algorithms to see, you know, just how accurate it could be. And we came up with a number. But the question is, you know, what does that number mean in human terms? So we decided to compare it to how people do at rating each other's personality. So how well do I know my co-workers? How well do I know my friends? How well do I know my spouse? And actually what we found is, given the average number of Facebook likes, which is about 220, the computer can predict you as your personality as accurate as your spouse, far more accurate than friends or work colleagues.
Wow, I mean, it's an extension of the thing on, you know, Amazon or something. If you buy a book and then you're bombarded with other things you may well like, and it's a huge extension of that. Where's it going? What can it be used for? What are the benefits? What are the pitfalls?
Yeah, so I mean, online advertising is the obvious one. So kind of personalizing your online experience in general. So I mean, it's not just limited to advertising. For example, if you were looking at different charities, as a conscientious person, you could show someone lots of facts about the charities, you know, how much they donate in different countries, how much it costs to do different actions. Whereas if you're more an emotional person, they could give you more of an emotional message, so sort of pictures and stories about you know, people who are affected. So that gives you the kind of information that you're actually interested in, rather than everyone having the same experience.
It knows the superficial stuff, the likes and so forth, but it doesn't know. It doesn't know the real you, David.
Well, I mean, we were comparing it to people's self-reports of their personality. So, I mean, in psychological terms, I mean, you know, that is what we measure as the real you. And it does seem to be related to real-life outcomes as well. So, I mean, these personality tests are related to job performance. They're related to things like how often you go to the doctor. I mean, you know, a wide range of real-life behaviours are related to these self-report questions.
But we know that people, particularly on Facebook, I'm led to believe, that they don't really post the real them on Facebook. So this is not to do with the way you post it, the way you project yourself. It's your activity, is it, that's being looked at?
Well, I mean, they both come together. So if you assume that everyone projects themselves in a nice way on Facebook, then actually it just changes what a nice person is. So you just have to be super nice in order to be a nice person.
Thank you very much. To be super nice, but I'm super interesting. Dr. David Stillwell, Deputy Director of the Psychometrics Centre at Cambridge University at 8:23.